Welcome to your Giants 2 Minute Drill. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And Paul, unfortunately, some disappointing news for Giants fans. Odell Beckham Jr., his appeal was denied. His suspension was upheld, right, which means that he is not going to be able to suit up for the Giants come Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, very simple. The NFL has an appeals process. They take all the information, they interpret it, they listen to everybody's side, they make a decision. The decision has been made, and that's all there is to it. You got to move on.
All right, so it's next man up for the Giants heading into this matchup against the Vikings. Let's listen in to Eli Manning. He had a chance to catch up with the media and talking about, well, who does need to step up on the offense.
You know, guys will be put in a position to make plays, and you know, we're going to run our normal offense, and you know, guys will, you know, we'll put guys in a position to do what they do well and to get open, and you know, we'll have to make some plays, but we got guys who can do that.
So, Paul, next man up. We know Dwayne Harris is dealing with a shoulder issue.
Yeah.
You've got Reuben Randall. You've got Will Tye. You even got Shane Vereen, who I think really, don't be surprised, you see him in the slot quite often against this Vikings team.
All right, let's look at some of the evidence. Vereen and Randall each have 51 catches this year. Randall also has 6 touchdown grabs. But it was Vereen last week against Carolina who tied his season high with 8 catches. So I think you're probably right there, Anita. I think he is going to be much more involved in the passing game. And quite honestly, you know, the way Eli's been throwing the ball, 4 touchdown passes in each of the last 2 games. Why wouldn't you have him wing it?
For Paul Dottino and Anita Marks, this has been your Giants 2 Minute Drill.